here. We'll go with take two. Recording live from somewhere, I'm Josh Adams, and I'm paired with Matt Meyer today, and this is the Let's Talk Story podcast. Today, we get to talk some sports. It's the smell of fresh-cut grass, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks. It's time for the Junior College World Series. You excited, Matt?
I am. I'm very excited.
Huge thing during Memorial Day is the JUCO World Series, and I am excited. My first experience was last year. I was so bummed I had to stay here for the summer, and then I was like, they always pitch this Junior College World Series thing to me. I should go check it out. And my goodness, I saw some good quality baseball. I had some good times with some good friends eating some good peanuts. I'm not going to lie. What was your first JUCO experience?
I was just like you. I was here for a summer. Went with the girl I was dating at the time and her family. Went and watched a whole bunch of baseball. I probably saw all but maybe three of the games when I was there, just kind of hanging out, watching quality baseball, and it was a blast. I got lucky because there's not much else to do in Grand Junction for that first little bit of the summer. None of the festivals and all that stuff roll around until later, but I got lucky because Bryce Harper was there during my first one, and he kind of brought a festival himself. I mean, it was, there was ESPN was there, USA Today. I mean, it was something. It was crazy.
Those are some major media people in this small little town of Grand Junction. I mean, Bryce Harper is well worth it, though, you know.
It's crazy when you see it on the Dateline. You just see Dateline, Grand Junction, Colorado. It blows your mind. I mean, we're not that tiny. We do make national news every once in a while, but it is funny to see that next to a sports story.
Yeah, for sure. We're nowhere near, like, any major or even any minor sports market. Like, we're not even compared.
We're kind of by Denver. I mean, that's about it.
We're like the redhead stepchild that Denver doesn't really care about.
That's true.
But that's cool. I mean, I did some reading up about Bryce Harper's trip to the Junior College World Series, and he was an absolute beast at the plate. I mean, beast mode, I think, would apply to that.
Stretch. Absolutely. I mean, I can remember it was a night game of a doubleheader. He takes an inside pitch about belt high, turns on it, puts it out to right. I mean, it's about 330, put it to right center, so maybe 350 out there. Goes over, there's regular staggered parking like you'd expect outside a ballpark. Probably put it into the fourth row of cars. It was still going up when it passed under the lights, and I wouldn't be surprised if it bounced and landed in the swimming pool out there. So 450 feet, I mean, just a complete bomb.
Should have counted for two home runs, I guess.
Man, it was crazy. He hit, like, I want to say.
It doesn't matter. He hit four home runs in that game.
So, I mean, he was insane when he was here. It was crazy to see that. And he was younger than I was. I was 19 at the time, I think, and he would have been 17 playing at that community college. It's insane.
Goodness gracious. It's unreal. Yeah, and that night, doubleheader, he went 6 for 6, four home runs. Hit a triple, and he also hit a double.
Yeah.
So the balls that didn't leave the park were in alleys, and they were in bombs.
There's big alleys out there too. So I mean, when he legged out that triple, it was a left center, which was, you don't see a lot of left center triples. Just put on the wheels. I mean, you've seen him now in the majors. That kid'll go. He's not afraid to go. He may injure himself sometimes when he goes really hard.
Yeah, when I saw him run into that wall the other day.
Yeah, he's also broken a bat and had required stitches on his face after breaking a bat. So he's an interesting kid, but he put on the wheels. So that was cool to see.
Best part about it, though, must have been the next game, arguing balls and strikes, and he gets run out of the Junior College World Series. Not like it matters to him. I mean, he's going to go on to be Rookie of the Year, maybe MVP sometime.
Multi-million dollar contract signing bonus that was, I think, over $50 million.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But it's interesting with that. You hear that, and you just look at it. If you're not there, you're like, well, that kid's a little diva, douche. Right? I mean, he's arguing balls and strikes to an umpire. But the way you read it in the stories, it said he kind of drew a line in the dirt. And it wasn't like he bent over and just, like, made a conscious effort to draw a line in the dirt. He kind of swiped his bat, more or less. And I don't know if he said anything to the umpire. Maybe that was it. But to me, it looked like someone was trying to run out a once-in-a-lifetime stud. I mean, that's something you could tell your grandkids, I guess. But, you know, I ejected Bryce Harper. But it was weird to see, so.
Oh, yeah, with that act, he was not going to get the Homo Thomas Award, which goes to the best sportsmanlike player. But I bet he doesn't really need that. I mean, you're going 6 for 6 in games hitting homers.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Here are some facts about the Junior College World Series. It rolled into Grand Junction in the 1960s. In the 1960s, there was an average of 8,000 fans. In the 70s, it bumped up to 40,000 people. Then 80s, it was up to 80,000 people. And in the 90s, there were over 100,000 people in and out of the Samsung Coliseum field there each and every, was it a week-long event,
pretty much? Yeah, it's basically a week. It's Saturday to Saturday, so yeah, it's a week. Sometimes it's Friday, depending on if someone wins it without losing, but usually it takes a second game to qualify that. Usually there's either 3-1 loss teams, or the team with one loss will steal one from the undefeated team. So it usually goes into Saturday.
All right, and other than Bryce Harper, Kirby Puckett, little ball of energy and effort, played for the Twins, left field there. Short, stocky as can be, he played.
A lot of energy, yeah.
He robbed the World Series from the Braves. Curt Schilling and his bloody sock, before it was bloody, he pitched at a community college, and he played here. And Eric Gagne, the big reliever, closer. Canadian.
Big fella.
He rode into town and saved some games, I'm going to assume here. I wasn't around for that. So there have been some big names rolling into Grand Junction.
Yeah, for sure.
Or I guess at the time, Kirby Puckett, Curt Schilling, and Eric Gagne probably weren't the biggest names yet, but they went on to make names for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about this Junior College World Series is that you may see a Bryce Harper and you may see a Curt Schilling that no one knows about until he gets his chance. And
I'm not sure you'll see a Bryce Harper, but you'll surely see a Curt Schilling. I mean, there's going to be guys that are going to be drafted in the first 30 rounds, and it's going to be there's always some guys that get a little bit of buzz that are going to get drafted, or either some of them have already been drafted or signed to the Nebraskas, the Texases, the big programs of the world. So there are quality baseball players. So it's interesting to kind of see them, because you never know who's going to be that the next big thing in the majors.
And Iowa Western, who won two of the last three JUCO championships, they're not in it this year.
They are not.
It's kind of bummed with their outstanding uniforms. They have this blue and white camouflage jersey that
absolutely
is just amazing. And they're a good baseball team. I mean, they won it two out of the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
And I watched their semifinal game last year. It was awesome.
Good.
Best $25 I spent. You get 19 games for like $25. It's absolutely amazing.
I think they're selling beer this year, so it's even better.
If you're of age, enjoy a nice Coors Light.
Make sure you're of age.
Make sure you're of age, yes. We only promote of age drinking. And if you are of age, do not provide for anyone under it, because that's against the law. Anyways, this is the Let's Talk Story podcast. I'm with Matt Myers today, and we're talking about Junior College World Series. Big deal here in Grand Junction. Great way to start off the summer. Great way to spend a week watching baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing some reporting and covering for the Sentinel, right?
Yeah, Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm kind of the stopgap a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of game coverage, but most of what I'm doing is features. So I'm kind of be sitting down, kind of doing little sidebar things that are not necessarily part of the game, but cool stories about people in the games and situations in the games and things like that.
All right, so I heard Russell Wilson, he's playing.
You know, it's interesting. There's a kid named Tyler Brosius, transferred from NC State as a football player, as a quarterback out there. Obviously not getting a ton of playing time. But it's interesting to see someone drop from a sold-out football stadium to a junior college baseball where Grand Junction with 10,000 to 12,000 people is probably the biggest stage they're going to see. I mean, Saplesio Field, they're going to house 10,000 to 12,000 people, and that's going to be the biggest thing he's seen all season for that. So that's interesting.
That is interesting. I'm so envious of people like him. You know, I don't want to play football anymore. I'm going to try to make it playing baseball. No problem. Russell Wilson had that opportunity. Jeff Samardzija. I mean, the list goes on and on. There are so many people.
Carl Crawford, yeah.
And then there are, like, special people in this world, like Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders, who, like, heck, I'm going to make it professionally in both of them at the same time, like whatever.
This is crazy, yeah.
I'm gonna go bat 3 for 5 and then go have an interception at the Atlanta playoff game. So get out of here, Deion Sanders. That's why you are probably one of the best athletes in the history of the world.
It's true.
All right. So what name should we check out? Should we look up
Reed Mohman from Spartanburg Methodist? He is on the batting average leaders this season. He hit 443, excuse me, a stud outfielder. I mean, they're coming in with Spartanburg. They're ranked in the top 10. He you can't beat good contact hitting, especially with the gaps in this park. I mean, there's doubles galore if you want to take him. So he's going to be keeping that batting average up, I'd imagine, coming into here.
Yeah, if anything, I think he'll pop it up to over five.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, a couple quick line run through. In 58 games, he hit .443, 3 home runs, 51 RBIs, 61 runs, and 9 stolen bases. So a little bit of wheels in there. You know, every once in a while, he gets to. Gets on base a lot. So, I mean, that's an interesting thing to see. He is – let's pull this up real quick so I can see where he is ranked overall. If he's ranked anywhere, he's fourth in the nation in walks.
So he gets on base.
Yeah, he's very good at getting on base. So that's an interesting guy to watch. He's fourth in the country in batting average. Some other guys is Ariel Gonzalez. He is from Connors State, which is in Oklahoma. They came in ranked in the top 10, I want to say number 4. He is second in runs batted in. I'm going to roll through his stat line really quick. Very much a doubles hitter. He haven't seen a ton of home runs this year. I mean, with the switch to BB Core bats, where it kind of makes a thwack rather than a ping. You don't see as many home runs this year. And I mean, here's his line: 421, 11 home runs, 70 RBIs, 50 runs, 8 stolen bases. I mean, he's 7th in home runs with 11, which just doesn't seem very high.
No, not at all. I don't know if it's. I mean, even in the major leagues, you're seeing that home runs are kind of dropping. They're not as prevalent. Pitching is dominating more and more and more. I don't know if it's just one of those things in the game where it switches. We're out of the steroid era.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
I mean,
I think the bat change, though, is something that is very, very prominent. I mean, just seeing guys move from the pings to the thwacks, I mean, it hits a lot more like a wood bat. It doesn't jump quite the same as it used to. The thing with Saplesio, though, that makes it interesting, it's 302 in left. And 330 in right. Short fence in right with a 330, a double-decker fence out in left with a 302. So if you can elevate it, it's pretty easy to put it out in left. So I have a feeling some of these guys that are more doubles hitters, if they can elevate it out to left, they're going to put it out. And even if they don't, you're going to see some guys with some, you know, bulging eyes.
They're going to try swing for the fences with a 302 mark in left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Third guy to roll through is Blair Beck. From Midland College. Midland, fun fact, knocked out San Jack, which was either a fan favorite or either loved them or you loathed them. My first time here, I was with my girlfriend and her family the entire crew there hated San Jack. So I've seen it both ways, but there was a time when they won multiple back-to-back championships, and they're usually in the mix to make it to JUCO. So see Midland knock them out is kind of interesting. Blair is an outfielder, not quite as high of an average. He's at .383, 3 home runs, 68 RBIs, 52 runs, and 8 stolen bases. 4th in runs batted in, 9th in sac flies with 7. I mean,
Good situational hitter.
Not the highest average, but
I like how you say that. It's not the highest average. He's only batting .383.
Oh no, it's interesting to see guys that I mean, you see these guys that are hitting in the upper fours.
It's ridiculous, right?
I mean, it's a kind of about the level they're playing at a JUCO level, which isn't quite the pros, you know. So I mean, but a lot of these guys that are hitting in the fours are going to be the ones you see in the minors coming up. So. I mean, if you're able to hit the fours in JUCO, you'll at least get sniffed by the minor leagues. You know, there'll be teams looking to draft you, whether or not it's in the first 30 rounds or in the back end of the draft. It's kind of depends. But I mean, being able to play pro ball is cool regardless. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
383. That's just a ridiculous number.
Oh man, it is. What do you want to roll through next?
I don't know. You said that there's no top 5 home run hitters in all of JUCO right now. So, I mean, you just mentioned 11 home runs is 7th in the nation. So, yeah. It got me in thinking there aren't a lot of home run hitters
there
in
aren't.
JUCO. I don't know if the parks are bigger where they're playing or if it is the bat or if they're just smaller and we're moving to a smaller ball era of baseball, which I hope for because I absolutely love National League baseball anyways, where they play more small ball than anything else. And I hope baseball goes that way. I hope JUCO's like that. But I do hope, I mean, Chicks do dig the long ball. Bryce Harper hitting 4 homers in a game. 450 feet easy, you say. goodness gracious, I guess everybody likes to see that once in a while.
I think it's a mix of a few things. The bats are definitely there. The thwack more than the ping does it. I mean, you're not going to hit as many out without having that giant sweet spot. You have to hit it right on the head to put it over the fence. I mean, the fields are staying the same. I mean, parks that were doubles parks are still doubles parks, and parks that were home run parks are still built like they were. But I think a lot of it is, too, is that D1 schools are getting a lot better at scouting guys, especially guys from Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, that they'd bring up to play college ball that maybe got their shot in a JUCO because they weren't as well known. Like an Albert Pujols played at a JUCO in Missouri. Can't remember which JUCO it was, but played at a JUCO coming through there. So you don't see as many of those guys. You see all those guys getting picked up by D1 squads rather than playing at JUCOs. Another interesting, I think a lot of it though, besides the bats, is we are moving a little bit towards a smaller ball, especially with these players moving to D1 and up into the majors. You have to kind of rely more on the doubles, and you hear coaches talking about it. A lot of these coaches that are in this JUCO series that I've talked to are stressing gap hitting, nice solid flat, putting it right back up the middle kind of hitting. Which is fun to see, because, I mean, in Saplesio in particular, those gaps are huge out there. I mean, yeah. It's like it's 4-something out there to center. I mean, it's a big park up the middle, and if you can put it into one of those gaps, I mean, I saw it with Bryce Harper. He legged out a triple hitting it to the left field gaps. I mean, if you have a little bit of speed, you can bolt there. It's a deep park.
I mean, I pray that that's the case. I love bunting. I love the drag bunts. I love hit and runs. I don't know. It's probably just me. I'm probably one of the only people in this world that enjoys that. But I'm going to go over the participants in this year's JUCO. We've left them out. Yep. We got Walter State Community College, Spartanburg Methodist, Navarro College, Kaskaskia College,
yeah.
Midland. I'm going to say it's Cohais College, Central Alabama Community College, what is it, Neosho County Community College,
mm-hmm.
Connor State, and my pick, Palm Beach State, Go Panthers, Crystal Bustos, designated hitter for Team USA Softball, played there. Absolute beast.
Yeah.
She could have played baseball there for them because she was so good. But they're my pick. I think they're ranked sixth in the country, so it's not that far of a limb. But none of these teams really are. We were going over them, and majority of them are in the top 10. What you like to see in
Yeah, and I mean, you got teams like Spartanburg, where they're a very dominant team with a pretty large following. It's strange. You look on Twitter, you see a lot of people coming out from South Carolina to watch them play. They have a big following, and if you're ranked number one in the nation, obviously you're going to see people following them there. Number two is Navarro. Connors is 3. Cohais is 4. Midland is 5. Palm Beach State is 6. Walters State is 7. Central Alabama is 8, Kaskaskia is 9, and Iowa Western, who is not making an appearance here, is number 10. So, no. And it's an interesting...
No blue and white jerseys for us. Again, sad day. But, yeah, you got 9 of the top 10 teams in the nation here. You're going to see quality baseball.
It is. Even, it's definitely true.
It's a junior college level, but when you get... I mean, it's the best of the best in the junior college level, which
Neosho's, sorry to interrupt, Neosho's 14.
Well... Yeah. Shucks, well, I'm kind of sad that there's no Florida Gulf Coast or anything like that, some obscure team.
You know, you can see, I mean, Neosho, they finished with not kind of the flashiest record. They were 35-25, which in a tournament like this doesn't seem very big, but if you peak at the right time, I mean, anything can happen. It's interesting to see that they just got on a run. And
they went with it.
And they went with in. It, so that's cool to see. A lot of these other teams, I mean... Besides Midland, we're really favored to win their regions. So a lot of it's just the best teams, the best pitching. You were saying earlier, pitching's a very important part of it, and I think that's going to come into play. Being able to hit the ball back up the middle and just kind of being able to deal with all these fans, the 10,000 to 12,000 fans that are going to be there, being able to deal with the weather if you're playing in a day game. It's been getting up in the 90s.
Yeah, it's been kind of uncomfortably hot.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, a lot of these guys are playing in Texas and Arizona and Florida, so I'm sure they're used to this kind of thing.
But elevation. We might see some dingers from those kids playing at sea level. We're not Denver, but we're not sea level. So
yeah, and I mean, with that short porch out there and left, there's going to be some swings for it for sure. So that'll be fun to watch.
So hopefully we do see a mixture of big swings and some small ball.
Absolutely.
And that would make for great baseball. I think this is the Let's Talk Story podcast. I'm joined with Matt Meyer, who's covering the Junior College World Series for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. And we are excited. I'm going to go. I bought my tickets the other day. And there are 19 games available. And, you know, being a poor college student, I want to get to all 19 games, if possible.
It's fun to be able to pull out because they punch holes when you get to the game. If you go to game one, they'll punch out the one. And it's fun to be able to walk up to your really nerdy sports friends and be like, hey, look at this. I got all my holes punched out for it so that they know you went to every one of the games, which is kind of cool. Obviously, I don't have one of those this year, but it'd be kind of a fun. It's always a fun little thing to have is those ticket stubs. I think I still have my one from my first year doing that. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, last year I got into it a little late, and I just ended up buying tickets for the game.
Yeah.
And it kind of cost me a lot more than I wanted, $8 a ticket or something that. Man. I thought about it, I was like, dang it, I should have. Because I didn't expect it to be that high quality of baseball.
I feel bad for the parents that are buying tickets for their kids. I mean, some of these middle schoolers are just running around. They're not actually watching.
Wrestling. Under five is free. So.
It is. No, but I mean, these 10 to 14-year-olds that are just running around doing Lord knows what under the bleachers, you know, you want them to – they watch baseball and watch the great American pastime. So.
Ooh, that's up in the air right now. We won't get into that debate, though, or anything like that, because I still think baseball is the American pastime.
It is.
Football's getting there, I think.
It is.
And it's a shame, but...
Still baseball guy through and through.
Nothing's better than simple baseball. I mean...
It's true.
Can't beat having a beer and eating peanuts for 4 hours. I mean, come on. I do wish they lowered the prices for that kind
of
stuff, though.
They do, and the good thing about JUCO, though, is a lot of the concessions are fairly cheap. I mean, entry, considering the quality of baseball and the level of the tournament, is pretty cheap. All your options for that kind of stuff is fairly affordable. You see a lot of families there. You see a lot of older folks that maybe are not as much disposable income rolling through there. It's kind of just a very nice, affordable event that we're kind of lucky to have in Grand Junction for sure. So
who do you got winning this whole thing? I got Palm Beach State. Go Panthers.
My personal favorite, not necessarily who I think is going to win, is Midland. I'm excited about Midland. I think Navarro has a very good chance to win it. It's hard to argue with Connors. Connors and Navarro is going to be an interesting matchup to start it off because they're two of the top teams. They're 2-3 in the nation, and they face off in round one at game four. On Saturday, it's 7:30, so it's 52-9 for Connors State and 43-15 for Navarro. That's an interesting first round matchup because it's going to knock one of them to the loser's bracket right away. So they're going to be playing for their lives.
Yeah, they're going to come out guns blazing, swinging, fastballs.
I would say the winner of that game, the Navarro Connors game, is going to have a really good chance of winning it all. And then obviously you can't count out Spartanburg just because they're number one in the country. They're going to have a big following there. It'll be interesting to see. Absolutely. So
got a guy hitting four.
Yeah, up in the forest. Something.
Ted Williams action back there. Well, if you want to place a friendly wager on it, I got Palm Beach State. You hit me up. You let me know. How many games out of the 19 do you plan on going to?
I'd say at least a dozen. I'll probably be there for more. I'll be there covering at least half in one capacity or another. And if I'm not covering, I'm probably just going to go hang out. I mean,
as a fan, that's the best, isn't
it? It is. And I mean, I can always bounce between. If it's a day game, I can always sit up in the press box and just watch because I have the credential. But if it's a night game and I just want to enjoy a beer, I can pop on down there responsibly, of course. But
of course, responsibly. So Let's Talk Story podcast. Matt Myers talking about Junior College World Series baseball here in Grand Junction, Colorado. Is it Memorial Day weekend?
It should be. Yeah, I'm not. I'm bad with holidays, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, it has to be because we're running out of days in May.
There is a fireworks show, if I recall correctly, and I can't remember which day it's on, but they usually do fireworks for JUCO, so. And I have it in front of me, but I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, JUCO, a great family event. That is the most outrageous mascot. That's what I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you guys can go check this out on Google or something. He is the dumbest looking mascot.
Mr. JUCO, he is on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter.
Follow him on Twitter. At Mr. JUCO, is that it?
Or? Oh, I got to see. It's their main Twitter handle is at JUCO World Series. That's an interesting one. JUCO updates will be specific for the JUCO World Series. And then GJ Sentinel Sports, I want to double check that before I plug my own personal Twitter, but my newspaper's Twitter. So that's another one to follow. My personal Twitter is at JMattMeyer, MattMeyer. I'll be tweeting while I'm there. And then the Sentinel, which will have all of them, is GJ Sentinel, SENTINEL, SPTS. So it's at GJ Sentinel Sports.
That's real.
Ran out of characters. Yeah, Mr. JUCO will be out there tweeting on some of the JUCO update handles.
Folks, I would not show this to your kids. He's absolutely terrifying. He's a giant
ball in a mitt.
Ball in a mitt, and the ball has the creepiest eyes and the creepiest mouth. I would stay away from Mr. JUCO, especially because he's Mr. JUCO. If he was not Mr. JUCO, where it's kind of scary, you know.
Yeah, maybe could do like a genderless JUCO. Yeah, I feel like it's a little scary with the Mr. I don't know.
But I mean, and we'll be retweeting all things MattMeyer tweets and whatnot at our Twitter is at LTS Podcasts, and you can check us out online at our website. What is it? It's the Let's Talk Story podcast.webs.com. You can find episodes.
A couple other people to plug too for JUCO. Patty Arnold, she's going to be at most, if not all the games. She'll be tweeting. That's at GJ Sports Writer. And then Alan will be there, and that's Alan _ GJ Sports. Those two do a lot of JUCO things. Patty even has her name out there in all the little balls with names on them in left field. The giant baseballs, Patty's out there. So she's been doing this for a very long time.
So even if you can't make it to the games and you want to find out some interesting facts and figures about the Junior College World Series, we just plugged a lot of people where you can get your stats.
A lot of different Twitter ones. And I mean, if you haven't made it out here on top of follow, like if you're from one of the schools, so that's how I hope this audience is just a bunch of college kids that can't make it out there.
For sure.
Follow them. Follow any of those last Twitters because you'll get some stuff on top of what your school will probably be tweeting out. So,
all right, this is gonna wrap it up. A couple more questions, I think. Over under 5 beers for me this Junior College World Series. What do you think?
I'll go over.
Over?
Barely over. Over.
I think I'll do it in a day. No, I'm joking. We're gonna be responsible. I don't want to get tossed out of.
Yeah, that'd be something.
And it's not too late to pick up your tickets. I know the L House has them.
Yep.
Do some research, folks. Go and figure it out on your own. You can buy them at the gate. Or, I mean, they have a great deal for students, so I'm pretty sure. I mean, I paid $25 for 19 games.
Yeah, that's like $25. You can buy them at City Market down on Grand. Market. If you're in Grand Junction, it's down at the end of Grand Avenue. So
don't miss a chance to see some of the up-and-coming baseball players at the Junior College World Series. Grand Junction, Colorado, May 25th
through June 1st. Potentially, yep.
Let's go Palm Beach State Panthers. Crystal Bustos, you are my hero. This has been the Let's Talk Story podcast. I'm Josh. That is Matt. We just talked baseball for half an hour.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Check us out online, Let's Talk Story podcast.webs.com and on Twitter at LTS Podcasts.